Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 8th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
County Clerk Recorder's Office discusses next steps for ballot processing. Paso Robles City Council interviewing applicants for Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots and its next steps going forward. According to the unprocessed report, available at slowvote.org/2024, the total number of processed ballots so far is 82,548 for San Luis Obispo County. The number of unprocessed ballots is 68,992, with almost 59,000 of those ballots received as vote-by-mail ballots on or before Election Day. The Clerk Recorder's Office says its next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. The Clerk Recorder's Office also says there is an unprecedented number of provisional ballots cast during this election, for many Cal Poly students voting for the first time or for the first time in San Luis Obispo County. The Clerk Recorder's Office will be dedicating more time to confirming these voters' registrations and eligibility. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting on Wednesday, November 13th. This meeting, the City Council will conduct interviews to fill a vacant seat in the Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The committee represents senior citizens on issues and matters concerning senior citizens, their needs, the senior center, and its recreation programs. One position is available on the committee, and two residents have applied, Carla Crane and Karen Murray. The available term will run from November 13th to June 30th, 2027. PG&E power outage for Creston area yesterday morning. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Idler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Idler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop idlershome.com this Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Nearly 2,000 PG&E customers east of the US 101 around Creston were without power yesterday morning, affecting areas from just outside of Atascadero to just north of Santa Margarita. The outages were first reported at around 7:47 yesterday, with power estimated to be restored at around 11:15 a.m. The cause of the outage remains under investigation, according to PG&E. This Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day for 2024. Veterans Day honors military veterans in the United States Armed Forces commemorating their service. Most government institutions, banks, public schools, and post offices will be closed. The city of Paso Robles says all of their facilities will be closed in observance of the holiday. The Estrella Warbirds Museum welcomes all veterans for free on the 11th. The Atascadero Veterans Memorial Foundation will be holding its annual Veterans Day ceremony at the Faces of Freedom Memorial at 11 a.m. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs, as there will be a limited number available. Paso Robles Firefighters invites the community to join them for their third annual cornhole tournament in the downtown city park tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event brings together families, friends, and competitors of all skill levels with no cornhole experience required. The event is aiming to register a total of 30 teams. Registration is $70 per team, with funds going to a scholarship fund for local students pursuing careers in fire and EMS, and the Paso Robles Firefighters Benevolent Fund to assist local firefighters in need. The city of Atascadero announced its 19th annual Holiday Boutique will take place this Saturday, November 9th. This free event is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., held at the Atascadero Lake Park, 9100 Morro Road. 70 vendors will be on site for this one-day craft show selling their handmade items. The city says this is a perfect opportunity to start holiday shopping, plus finding a unique, one-of-a-kind gift that cannot be found on the internet or anywhere else. In sports, Thursday night football, the Ravens inched past the Bengals 35-34. In the NBA, the Spurs beat the Trailblazers 118-105, the Timberwolves defeated the Bulls 135-119, Milwaukee Bucks beat Utah Jazz 123-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Clippers, the Lakers will go against the 76ers, the Warriors will face the Cavaliers, the Suns will go against the Mavericks. In high school football, this weekend is round one of CIF playoffs. Atascadero will host Liberty from Madera as part of Central Division 5, Morro Bay will host Reedley, and Mission Prep in Division 4 takes on Emmanuel from Reedley. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The mountain fire burning in Ventura County now growing to more than 20,000 acres, 5% containment, more than 130 homes destroyed. Andy Van Sciver with Ventura County Fire.
Currently, the teams have completed 298 inspections. Of this, the teams discovered 88 were damaged and 132 were destroyed.
The fire started amid strong Santa Ana winds Wednesday morning. It's burned homes, agricultural property, and equestrian ranches. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's prepared to deal with a second Trump White House.
No matter who is in the White House, no matter who controls Congress in California, we will keep moving forward.
Bonta says California will choose calm over chaos, indicating he'll go to court to preserve any laws that may be threatened. Governor Gavin Newsom calling a special session for state lawmakers to prepare for Donald Trump's second term. Gas prices just under $4.52 a gallon statewide, down about 4 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Doerr in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Otto Orchard in Placer County is in full swing producing hoshigaki, traditional Japanese dried premisins, each year. Farm owners Tosh and Chris Kurotami set aside some of the premisins grown on their 40-acre property and over about 3 to 6 weeks hand-peel the fruit, string it onto a rack, and massage it every 3 to 5 days until it's sufficiently dried into a sugary delicacy. They then package it and sell it at their farm stand and by mail order. This year's permission crop has been plentiful, but with small fruit, Tosh Kurotami said, adding that he's almost running out of rack space. As usual, customer demand nearly is exceeding supply, even at the cost of $60 per pound per mail order and $37 per pound at the farm stand. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, clearing up to sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday next week. Low 70s Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, upper 60s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 30 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Paramount Global is out with numbers this morning showing it surpassed quarterly profit predictions, but it missed revenue estimates. The media giant benefited from cost controls and stronger than expected growth in streaming subscribers after the return of the National Football League. And China making a move to tackle local government debt. The country's Minister of Finance announcing a package worth 10 trillion yuan, that's about $1.4 trillion. It'll be spent over 5 years to address so-called hidden debt. The funds are intended to alleviate pressure on local governments and free up resources for economic growth. Beijing says local governments in China face a ballooning debt burden of $5.6 trillion, raising worries about wider economic stability. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616 or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort over there in Lemoore. 238-5775. 238-KPRL.
dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Open Mic Friday, you and Al this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And maybe a topic of discussion, I don't know, but we'll just throw this out. I got an email from somebody, because many of you may have missed it yesterday when we were going off the air, because somebody had called in and said the city is searching for a new director of the city's homeless office. And the salary range was something like $100,000 to $125,000. And I said, tongue in cheek, that why not make it $200,000 and get the best we can and solve the problem? Okay, so that begs the question, do we get what we pay for? In government, we have examples. The attorneys here in Paso Robles and our county attorney and even our county clerk recorder. Again, we've been told if we don't pay, we're not going to get, you know, quality people. It's absolute BS. Absolute BS. I think there's so many sayings that many of us grew up with over the years, at least myself, that I just don't buy. I maybe through experience or whatever reasons, I don't buy them. They sound good to many, but it's not. You know, it's like they're our future, really. They're our future, meaning the kids. Okay, so that's the reason why we have to continue to spend more money and not for and not ask for any accountability. And one of the reasons why I brought this up on the kids, because I kind of alluded to yesterday or the day before, I mentioned Jerry Seinfeld and his private school where his kids used to go. And I'm assuming that was a greater high school that they were going to, the kids could take a day off. Well, universities have come under fire for canceling classes, providing safe spaces to students upset by Trump's victory. And as some people have said, we're headed down a very problematic path. Universities are producing a generation that can't face the uncertainties and challenges of life. So when you say that that's our future, I don't think these kids that are going into the safe space are our future. They may be our burden because they probably won't be able to cope in life. And we'll be supporting them, not only getting rid of their loans that they signed on the paper, but they just won't be able to cope. I wonder how many of these kids that, well, I don't even want to call them kids, I don't know, babies, that go to these safe spaces because they're upset with the election results. I wonder how many of them have ever competed in anything. I don't care whether it's sports or getting cut or not being accepted, if they try it out for a play or a band or anything like that, to learn rejection and learn that, you know what, failure happens. Is this what we're raising? How many of you, and I don't care if you went to college or not, but we'll just, any situation, would you go home to your parents and say, and they said, how was school today? Well, I don't have to, I was in the safe space because I was upset. Would you have the guts to go home to your parents and say that? And I guess most of you, particularly from certain generations, would not do that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to give you something that may make your heart feel pretty happy. At lunch with my grandson, he's a Cal Poly student, and I asked him, because, you know, our colleges are supposed to be liberal, and I said, so what happened after the election, after, you know, it was over, and what happened on campus? And he says, the kids gathered in the courtyard. There was 40 to 60 of them in several courtyards and sang the national anthem.
Pretty nice.
I went, oh my gosh, it gives me hope. But I did read that Trump got a lot of young people between the ages of 18 and 25, and it kind of shows us maybe it was right.
Yeah, I heard both Shapiro and Mark Levin talking about that the last couple of days, and I didn't catch all of the reasons of why they thought that.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just sick of all the awful stuff going on. So,
well,
anyway, I thought I'd share that because it made my heart happy. And
do you know if your grandson had any other? Did you know what his political stands were?
Oh yeah, he's conservative.
Okay, how long has he been at Cal Poly?
He just started. Now we're going to keep him conservative.
Well,
and his friends he hangs out also. He goes to church and what have you. So,
all right. So, but he didn't mention anything of people, you know, out crying in the middle of the corridors or anything.
No, he didn't. He didn't mention anything like that. He said that. What he witnessed was that most everyone was pretty happy. So there was a couple that were bummed out, but for the most part, they were pretty happy. And he lives in the dorms, so.
You know, I wonder, and next time you talk to him, ask him, that what does he think and his friends of some of these universities across the nation that canceled classes and provided safe spaces for students?
Yeah, I will have to ask him. Yeah.
Terrible. Again, you know, we all have our personalities, but I would have to disrespect anybody that I knew that went to those safe spaces.
Yeah, well, not much say to say for their character, that's for sure, how they're going to live life.
Well, that's one of the questions that's being thrown out there. If there's...
Yeah.
You know, how are they going to, is that preparing them for the real world?
Nope, it's not.
Well, I wonder, I don't wonder. This starts at home, but I can't help but wonder with what we've done, you know, in the last X amount of years, everybody gets a trophy, it's not your fault, all these things, and it has caught up to many of these so-called kids that are still babies.
Yeah, it's the same. I show horses, and I've shown since I was a kid, and I'm an older person now, and I remember my first ribbon was a fifth place. And then you go at home and you think, okay, what can I do to better that? How do I make myself better to work towards that first place? And if you get a trophy, what's the incentive?
Well, right, and, you know, you're disappointed, but you Failure is a great teacher.
Yeah. I didn't even look at it as a failure. I got a ribbon. But I wanted the big prize. So what do I need to go home and work on?
Well, that's what we should be taught is, okay,
yep.
This is what you need to do. And and also failure. We learn from failure as well.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, definitely. Yep.
It's... Well, that's a very nice story to hear that they were doing that. I didn't see anything in the news, but that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah. You won't see it in the news.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, ask him that question next time you speak to
him. I will. Yeah, I will. And have him ask his friends, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Somebody emailed yesterday regarding this 3C energy stuff that came in the mail. And I can't answer the question for the person because, well, I just don't know. And it has to do with if you opted out before, but you got another one in the mail, do you have to opt out again? I'm going to be calling next week. I don't have time this week to do it to find out because I don't know why we got one here at the radio station. Because this was for you know, the story was for the county and those in Atascadero. And it does say here, North County Communications, P.O. Box 7, Paso Robles. So what I don't want to do, well, I'll call, but... let me back up. It says here, you have been automatically enrolled. Okay, since I opted out, as you know, I've mentioned, and our home for Monterey County and then here a couple of years ago. I don't want to have to get into a battle if I don't call and find out why. And if anybody's done this already and knows the answer, we would appreciate it. But it just seems odd that people in other areas than the ones that are just coming on board or being forced, rather, by your elected officials, both in Atascadero and the County Board of Supervisors. Remember, they are forcing this down your throat, which you might have reminded them, or we should have reminded them at the election, but that's another issue. And so we'll see, because I don't want to end up having to pay any fine to do this. And is this going to be every couple of years we have to do this when these notices come out? I don't know. We'll find out. And when hopefully somebody will find out before I will, because, again, I don't have time this week to do this, and I'll do it next week. Which, when I did it both times for my home and the radio station, it was easy. It was not a big deal. They tried to ask, you know, they try to convince you, which is their job at the other end. And, you know, I just very nicely said, look, I'm not interested in the sales pitch. Just get me out. Thank you very much. And, again, they were very good. They're very, very nice. So that's all it takes, is just to cut them off quickly, because they're told to do that. They're told to do that. But anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And your governor is getting together pretty soon here to battle Trump, doing things in the state. We'll see here. All right, but also your governor, he has, now you know this, the rising cost of your utility bills here in California. And I don't know why. Now, Governor Newsom has signed an executive order last week to potentially help lower bills. And now this directs the California Public Utilities Commission to review underperforming programs and return any unused funds to customers as bill credits. So we will see what effect this may or may not have on your utility bill. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, it's the jackass from Creston.
That's it, baby.
Did you hear?
Hey, how did the power go out during the voting at the Creston voting place that the people in Creston couldn't use, but three other zip codes could?
Hey, I don't know, but Greg, let me back up a second. You know why I said the jackass, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, no. You know, over the course of time here on the Morning Exchange, people get nicknames.
That's all right.
Now,
you never want to treat an animal like that badly, because they have a long memory and they don't forget.
Well, let's just set the people that didn't know, though. Some guy wrote in an email about, you know, people complaining about having to go to their polling place and stuff, you know, because they changed it and confused people. And that people out in rural areas are supposed to be, you know, self-sufficient. But he referred to you specifically as the jackass from Creston. So from here on out, we can either call you J.A. or Jack.
Either one. It's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
At least I'm not horse face or camel face.
Well, maybe the next email may verify that. I don't know.
Hey, so, I mean, I don't understand if this person doesn't understand. The polling place was open. It just wasn't open for the people that live here. So they didn't save any money from not having polling workers or whatever. Chris gave the report this morning on how many provisional ballots came at every precinct, because they confuse people. That's why you get a provisional, because you don't have yours. Because you're not in that book where you went. So it just shows how Elena Cano can't do her job, how she didn't have people to show up and had to close the polling place, how she had to move stuff around purposeful and just to make problems. So it'll be the rest of the month before they count the other 60,000 votes, I guess. But hey, on this 3CE, I opted out yesterday. And then they sent me confirmations. I printed those confirmations out to keep with my record, so I have a confirmation for every meter on my place. And the reason that your county did this is because, and Atascadero, because they were promised some kind of kickbacks. So they don't care about you. They care about if they got paid off to force you into something and then hoping that you wouldn't get out of it so that they would get some kind of benefit. You're not going to get a benefit. How do you get a benefit with putting a middleman in your thing?
Well, what are those specifically those benefits supposed to be? Do you know?
Well, they say that they're going to be able to give a community investment. And then they come up with some number how, well, they gave $14.8 million back to the communities that are part of this thing. If you want green energy, 100% green energy, you can do it yourself. You don't need to join these guys. And if you pick their 100% green energy, it's going to cost you more than the power you're getting now. They don't want to tell you the percentage. You can look at on your PG&E bill what the percentage of green energy that comes to you from PG&E. Of course, you know, they don't want to count Diablo. They don't want to count, power made by our dams and reservoirs, because that's green energy, but it's not the one they want. You know, Ortiz Legg voted for this. She sits on the board for the county, and she opted out of her area when it came up. So she doesn't even have it. Neither of those three jerks have solar on their houses, but they want you to make sure that you can help them.
Well, I'm still wondering. So is the city of Paso Robles, and then Atascadero, and then the county, San Luis, are they going to get checks from C3, or they going to build carnivals for children and say they're giving back to the community? I mean, what the heck are they going to do?
Yeah, well, that's what this board. I mean, their whole thing is if everybody joins in, kumbaya, we all hold hands, and then there'll be some kind of a savings or a kickback that they can give back to these communities that forced you into this thing. I don't need their help for them to get a kickback. At the same time, they're trying to create more taxes and bonds and other things on me. Why don't they just stop the whole thing and do what we want in the community and take care of the things that are vital and leave this other stuff alone.
Mm-hmm. Well,
when you opt out, you'll get a confirmation. And they should send it to your email, I would think. And then you can print that out. And, I have one for each meter, and then I'll put that with my bills for tax stuff and so they can't come back later and say, oh, you didn't opt out. Yeah, I have a confirmation number. I have an account number for each of my meters. I put in solar last year. I have this thing called aggregation. And so I felt it was a good investment. It was a 30-year, it's guaranteed for 30 years. I'll make my money back in 6 years, so the next 24 after that. And it doesn't matter what the price per kilowatt is because I generate enough kilowatts to offset the kilowatts I use. So now I just pay a meter charge of $15 a meter.
Hey, Greg, I got a question about the solar. We had a gentleman call in yesterday that has solar. He lives out near you.
Yes.
And he said he was without power.
Because it's the same with my solar. I don't generate power for myself. The power I generate goes back to the grid. So when the power's out, the solar's not going back, and the solar's not coming to me because you'd have to have batteries or you'd have to have a whole different setup. I have a backup generator that comes on. And yeah, the power's gone off 4 times in the last 2.5 days. And they're doing an investigation.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna form a committee and we're gonna look at the wires.
The investigation is already over, Greg.
I think it's that same squirrel that's running on the wire somewhere. You know, they say they put these things so that they can the sensitivity is if a twig hits something. But is it the same? Is it the same area that keeps having the issue? They don't tell you where are these sensitivity things. How many of them are there? Do they go check out the ones that keep throwing the power off, if that's the deal? Or is this really just a power shortage thing, and it's being a smokescreen by telling you this other stuff?
Would the wind trigger it?
I don't know. I would think that, in areas that are really windy, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, where the wires are hanging a certain way, they do put weights on them so they don't move, so they can't make contact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked around our whole areas, but you don't know what are their main trunk lines, what are their lines coming off of their main trunk lines, where are these problems always existing, because they don't give you any of that information. In your house, you have a main line that comes into where your meter is, and there's a breaker box. You have a main breaker, and then you have a bunch of smaller breakers that go to different parts of your structure. And if you have a problem, one of those other breakers is going to throw, not the main breaker. The main breaker is giving power to all those, but you're going to go and identify which one of those other breakers has the problem. And then before you flip it on, you got to go check and see what the problem is so that it doesn't keep flipping off.
Mm-hmm. Again, we won't find out the answer. We're up against it. We got to go.
All right. Jack is signing out.
All right there, J.A. Take care of yourself there. Another new nickname born here on KPRL. And thank you for that email, sir.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Nearly 2,000 PG&E customers east of the U.S. 101 from just outside of Atascadero to Creston and just north of Santa Margarita were without power yesterday morning. The outage was first reported at around 7:47 a.m., with power restored later at around 11:15 a.m. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its first report of unprocessed ballots. The total number of processed ballots is 68,992. Almost 59,000 of unprocessed ballots are vote-by-mail ballots on or before Election Day. The Clerk Recorder's Office says the next report of tabulated ballots will be released today at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President-elect Trump has selected a chief of staff. It is his campaign co-chair, Susie Wiles. Fox's Aisha Hosni with more.
She is a longtime political operative from Florida, ran very successful campaigns, including one for Senator Rick Scott for his Senate run. She was Trump's campaign co-chair. She's even gotten a lot of praise from Democrats from the other side of the aisle.
Wiles will be the first female chief of staff in U.S. history. Republicans have retaken the majority in the Senate, but the House is still up for grabs.
House Republicans are optimistic they will keep their majority. In fact, it could be a majority similar to the one they have now, maybe 221 seats or more. It's about the math. So that means they can't lose more than a handful of members on key votes.
Fox's Chad Pergram reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old,
Tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
All righty, it's just about 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Thursday Night Football saw the Ravens and the Bengals go down to the wire, with Baltimore coming out on top 35-34. Lamar Jackson had four touchdown passes, three in the fourth quarter, to rally the Ravens from down 21-7. Joe Burrow also threw four touchdown passes, three to wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, who ended with 11 catches, 264 yards, and those three touchdowns. The Ravens improved to 7-3, while the Bengals fall to 4-6.
You just got to make the opportunities that are there. Make the plays. You know, we did in spots, and we didn't in spots tonight, and that's been the story of our season. So, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to continue to be ready for the opportunities that come. Try to take advantage of them.
That was Joe Burrow. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks snapped a six-game losing streak, coming out on top over the Jazz 123-100. Damian Lillard led the way with 34 points.
When a bank is owned by...
Oh, wait a minute. You're not yet. We got to do this first. Let you know that we have a triple header coming up this Sunday morning here on The Right Choice. 9:30, little pregame. Then the Niners and Tampa will kick it off, followed by the Eagles and the Cowboys. Then the Lions and the Texans, all here on KPRL. The Raiders have a bye week. All right. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside, past the Robles. Now we'll have your extended weather forecast, also pet alert and music trivia coming up.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. Sunshine, mid to upper 70s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 30s. And mid 70s Saturday, low to mid 70s Sunday. Monday, mid 60s, upper 60s Tuesday. Wednesday, mid 70s, low to mid 70s Thursday, and mid 60s Friday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:33 a.m., 5:02 p.m., and it is 31. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Yes, indeed, your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. As we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways, get them where they need to be. There's nothing to report, but I don't have the Marlon Pickens or Perkins interesting facts for you, but Chris, here you go. This is related to animals.
Oh, boy.
You ready?
Yeah.
Can't sit still.
What, a cat?
No, this is a saying in the English language.
Oh, can't sit still?
Yeah. Don't know?
No, no idea.
All right, here it is. Ants in your pants.
Oh.
Has anybody ever said that?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay, probably when you were a little kid, right?
Yep, there was even a board game called Ants in the Pants, I think.
I didn't know that, well. All right, anyway, I've got a page of these, so you'll be tested here in the next weeks, and don't cheat while I'm gone and look at it.
All right, my own personal trivia. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right, I almost said trivia, but World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill, Atascadero. All righty, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles and Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Oh, we got a kissy face song today. So it's music trivia. I'm going to play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in and see how close you can get to give me the name of the artiste or the song. I'll decide. Don't answer a question with a question. Watch your inflection when you answer it so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. And good luck again. This is a kissy face one. My love, 238-577-5238-KPRL. It was a huge song. Number one. Man, it was, oh, boy. Boy. These two people met together because the guy was living in a boarding house, and it just so happened that the girl was the niece of the owner. How convenient. Anyway, it was huge. Hi, good morning.
It's Linda George.
What is it?
Paul Anka.
No, it's not Paul Anka. It's kind of close. Hi, good morning.
That would be Paul and Paula.
Yep. Hey, Paula. Paul and Paula. Well done, sir. May I have your name, please?
Gene Gorbett.
All right, Gene. We have you down as our final qualifier of the weekend. You enjoy it? Do you like the song?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Well, we've got it coming next. Again, enjoy your weekend, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. They went to a radio station, and they sang it, and then they found a producer. I'll get more if we have time on the story from Ray Hildebrand and Jill Jackson. They were students together at Texas Howard Payne University. It's a Baptist institution in Brownwood, Texas. But the huge hit from 1962, you know the title. Hildebrand wrote the song, originally called Paul and Paula, and the inspiration came from Annette Funicello's Tall Paul. Now, they went to this radio station, they did a little demo, and it just so happens there was a producer there and some musicians who were waiting for another singer to come in, and they didn't, so they luck would have it, these guys played, and it became the big hit. Now, one of the people that recorded on the organ was Hargis Robbins, known as a Pig, and he was huge in became huge in Nashville, recording with such people as Dolly Parton, Patti Page, the Everly Brothers, Kenny Rogers, Charlie Rich, and my favorite, Gary Stewart. Anyway, there you go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's